Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. One of the things we talk about a lot here, and that is happiness. How can you be happy throughout your life, or as happy as you can possibly be? And one of the drivers of happiness is really cultural fit. And we've been talking about it this week. And early in the week, we talked about cultural fit at work. So if you're looking to join a new company, every company has a corporate culture. And the question you have to ask yourself is, do you fit in with that? Do you share values with the people that are inside the company that you're going to join? And if you're hiring people into your company, you have to ask yourself the same question. Skill set is one thing, but if they don't fit the corporate culture, you're going to have problems down the road. Because if they're not able to get along with other people, if they've got very different values, that could be a problem. So you want to identify these things up front. We talk through some ideas on how to do that. On Wednesday, we talked about cultural fit in a romantic relationship. Now, there's so many challenges when we talk about romantic relationships and the survival of those relationships long term. And when you think about barriers from not having a cultural fit, again, opposing belief systems, different religions, I'm not saying that these challenges are insurmountable, but the point I wanted to make is that you need to go in with your eyes wide open. Now, there's something to be said for cultural diversity, and I think that's an important thing. But again, when you're thinking about this, think about the cultural fit. Think about the ability to get along with not only the person that you're involved with, but the extended family around there. And think about the friction that could come as a result. And having a good cultural fit just makes things a little bit easier. And then we talked yesterday about cultural fit in your community. And we talked about the fact that there's a reason why people congregate together in neighborhoods very often, and ethnically driven neighborhoods. And the reason is because they share those same cultural values. They share some of the same traditions. And it gives people a sense of fitting in, and it makes things a little bit easier. So, again, do you have to be in a world where the only people around you are very similar to you? Absolutely not. But just realize that there are some challenges with, you know, being around and spending a lot of time with people that don't share your same values. And it's just a matter of being aware of what's around you and what you're getting yourself into, and just being cognizant of some of the challenges that are involved there. When you're making big decisions in life, it's important to look beyond just immediate gratification. It's important to look beyond just the emotions and contemplate some of the long-term ramifications for your choices. And when you think about cultural fit, it is a huge determinant of happiness. In not only in your workplace, not only in your community, but also in your relationships. So put some thought into it and make it a consideration as you start to think about decisions you're going to make, major decisions you're going to make in life. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link. It's joelbrookman.com, and just suggest that they subscribe. From there, they can click on links to iTunes or Stitcher to get the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, I just want you to think about cultural fit in all aspects of your life. If you've got any major decisions to make, include this thought process as you make the decisions. If your goal is to be happy over the long term, then make sure you consider cultural fit across many aspects of your life.